I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with Josh Reese and Aaron Rosa.
Wow.
This is going to be a weird one, maybe.
A weird one? Just like the movie we watched.
Usually it's Andrew and I arguing with Josh, but I might be the odd man out here.
You know,
oh shit!
I fucking told you fuckers, I didn't want to see this movie. And then just to like try to prove myself, like I went on our Patreon, you know, we have over 100 patrons on Hollywood Hogwash, so thank you.
Yes.
And I put it to a vote because the week prior, I said, do you guys want us to review Creed 3? And it was a like majority, like overwhelming majority, no, like 80%. And then I was like, oh, I'll do it this week just to, you know, prove that my, you know, our fans don't want us to fucking review this movie.
So this week we blame the fans. I gotcha.
It's the fans' fault, and it's also Josh, and it's also your guys' fault as well.
I said I was going to watch it.
Both of you were excited to see this movie.
I was just being prepared because that one dude said, hey, can Aaron do like a 2-minute review of it since you're not watching it?
Right.
So I was just trying to be prepared.
So it was 60-40, and yes, I did vote to try to slay it.
I'm doing this for you.
I did vote on the poll because I was trying to sway it.
Should we review Shazam?
Yeah, should we? Yeah.
60%, yes.
And then, like, okay. People were just excited about my meltdown.
I think this is a lot like AEW, to where we all share in the same misery, and we're all going to share in the same misery that is Shazam 2.
Well, we'll see. It seems like Josh hated it.
Oh, yes.
I didn't really like it, and Aaron... You thought it was like fine?
I thought it was okay. Halfway through the movie, things were not looking good, but it got a little better for me over the second half.
Better as it went along?
No.
Go figure.
No spoilers. No spoilers just yet.
Right.
But it's like the most cliche superhero movie I think ever. We'll get into that later. The thing was, I had my son with me that weekend, and he loved the first Shazam, and he wanted to see Shazam 2. And I was like, well, I guess I'm going to see it this weekend anyway. So I guess we'll review it.
What did Leo think of it?
Well, he loved it.
Okay.
He's a kid. When you're a kid, you love every movie.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, like after seeing it, it was like, all right, I wasn't miserable watching it. Like, I feel like it's going to be very easy to make fun of.
When we
get into it later, like in a fun way, not miserable like us talking about Avatar 2.
Avatar,
so at least there's that.
I will agree with you. Avatar 2 was a slog. This was not a slog. It was just more annoying.
Yeah, and there's one big reason for that. But we'll get to that later. First, we have to thank two brand spanking new patrons.
What?
So thank you to Daniel Benet. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And Nathan Smythe, big shout out to Nathan. He's one of our biggest fans.
Welcome in, Nathan and Daniel.
He's always at all the other wrestling shows, and he's always at our meet and greets / live podcast. And actually, I don't know if this is him or his son, because they are both patrons, and they both have the same name.
That's
so
right.
I'm not sure exactly which one this is. I think it might be the son, but either way, thank you, Nathan.
Interesting.
Yes, thank appreciate you. That a lot. If you want to join in on the fun, go to patreon.com/ Hollywood Hogwash. It's only $3 a month. And we just finished reviewing 9 episodes of The Last of Us. We've been doing it every week. Now we got to get caught up on The Mandalorian.
That's right. We're going from one Pedro Pascal movie series to another one where he's shepherding a child across the universe.
Exactly. Yeah.
How much are we going to do for after Mandalorian?
What else has he been in? We got to find out.
Pretty fucking good recipe. Maybe he could do Terminator 2. He's protecting John Connor. Like, we could get that.
He's the Terminator.
You know what? He had a very Terminator-like scene in the last episode.
Maybe he could do like Rain Man protecting his brother.
Maybe.
Like,
yeah. That's possible. But yeah, we're also going to be doing a bracket pretty soon. Already asked you patrons for help on that. Best TV intro of all time. We're going to be doing that pretty soon. So that'll also be on patreon.com/ Hollywood Hogwash. So there you go. All right. So now let's get to the news and rumors. A lot of crazy rumors, actually. A big one. But yes, here we call it the Hollywood Hogwash. So is the Snyderverse back?
I saw that this week.
I mean,
I thought we were done with this because I was done with it. In fact, I was done with it a long time ago, way before a lot of people were.
Right.
But it seems like something's going on. I'm not exactly sure. No one really fucking knows. But director Zack Snyder is teasing something big on social media. Last week, he tweeted a 15-second video where you could hear Darkseid saying April 28th, 29th. Darkseid. April 28th, 29th, and 30th, save the date. So I don't know if he's getting married.
What?
Or what the deal is there.
3 days? Save the date.
3 days of Darkseid.
Yeah. So maybe like a SnyderCon where everyone just sucks off Zack Snyder.
You know what? That seems more likely than actually him releasing another movie.
Yeah. The thing about that, it couldn't be those dates because you would have to announce it way ahead of time if it was going to be something like that. But it's weird that it is 3 days.
That is very strange.
So he also posted a photo of Henry Cavill as Superman that said MOS for Man of Steel, BVS for Batman versus Superman, and then ZSJL for Zack Snyder's Justice League. Life is a cycle from birth to death to rebirth. And so the hero's journey is a cycle as well. A continuous journey of growth and transformation. And then it also has the same April dates.
Maybe what it is each one of those days he's releasing the Snyder, a different Snyder cut where they're all like 6 hours a piece or something like that. I have no idea what this announcement is.
Yeah, you know what? Because it is three movies. That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. But we already have the Zack Snyder Justice League. But like, that is his cut.
Didn't he say that there was even more?
It's 4 hours, Josh.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, could you imagine a Batman versus Superman 4-hour cut? Oh, dear God. 2.5 hours was enough torture for me. Thank you. I don't need any more of that. That's probably it.
It's
all going to be on HBO Max.
I still don't get all the people that are like, we need the Snyderverse and Netflix, buy the Snyderverse or whatever. It's just like, well, how has that become a thing? How is the Snyderverse a thing? I really don't get it. It's nothing like Christian Bale Batman's.
Mm-hmm.
Dark
Knight Trilogy?
The Dark Knight Trilogy. You know, like that's a verse. That's something that people, you know, should want to continue, but not the Snyder's.
Well, I mean, look, it wasn't all shit, and not everybody hated all of it.
No, there's a lot of people that loved it.
Like, I really enjoyed Cavill's Man of Steel. I loved him as Superman. I liked the first Man of Steel. Is there a lot wrong with the Snyderverse? Was there a lot wrong with the theatrical cut of Justice League? Yeah, of course. Of course. Was there a lot wrong with Batman versus Superman? Yeah, sure, of course. But there was still enough good that if someone that had half a fucking brain was running the thing, they could have fixed that and made it a lot better. It was worth salvaging.
But once you make Batman a fucking serial killer, it's over. You've jumped the shark as much as you can. You jumped 10 sharks. Like, you can go back and be like, well, Michael Keaton killed people, Christian Bale killed people. Yeah, but like, they weren't, like, they fucking did. Sure.
Well, this is just always.
But not like not the way Ben Affleck's Batman did.
Well, this is always going to be
insanity.
This is always going to be the agree to disagree between us because it was something different they gave us, and no, Batman doesn't kill people. No, he's not a murderer, but it made sense what he was doing in the movie in the context. So,
that's not Batman. Batman wouldn't want to straight up murder Superman. That's not how that works.
If they just called him Thomas Wayne, I think we all would have been fine. Because Thomas Wayne was a gun-carrying Batman.
If what?
Thomas Wayne.
What
Bruce Wayne's father.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
In
a different universe.
Well, that's not even remotely the same thing. You can't talk about that.
Yeah, you can.
You can't bring that up.
They're going to be bringing it up in this upcoming movie with The Flash.
Maybe.
I mean, he's not necessarily Thomas Wayne, but I mean, one of those Batmans is supposed to be the older Batman, which would, you know.
Who?
It's supposed to be Ah, fuck. What's his face?
I don't know.
That is a good question.
Michael Keaton, they de-aged.
Michael Keaton.
No, Michael Keaton, they de-aged him so that he actually is like 30-whatever-year-old Batman.
No, but that is a question worth asking. Is he going to be playing Thomas Wayne Batman
in that? No.
I would imagine one of them has to be playing that role because that's what Flashpoint is.
Flashpoint has that character. But they change stuff. Michael Keaton is not going to be Thomas Wayne in the fucking movie. He's Batman from Batman and Batman Returns. No one would accept the alternative. You wouldn't want Michael Keaton playing a different version. It's the same fucking Batman.
Since when is us not accepting that a reason that they wouldn't do it?
Right.
How many times have they given us things that we would not accept?
But that's like you having Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield show up and they're different Peter Parkers than the ones from the movie. It would make no sense. It would be dumb.
I know. All I'm saying is, since when has that ever stopped them?
Well, fortunately, Zack Snyder didn't make the Flash movie. Sure. It never stopped Zack Snyder because he knows nothing about Batman. Sure. Like, nothing about Thomas Wayne. God. Anyways, so I guess we'll see what this is, but I don't think it's going to be any new movies. I think it's a lot more.
It's just going to be director cuts movies
that I'm not going to see because I hated two of these movies. Man of Steel was fine. But then when it was explained to me that, you know, Superman shouldn't be allowing like a 9/11 event to be happening in a city where the fact that he waited till the very end to kill Zod. But I mean, it was still action was great.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Action was great.
Speaking of Superman, though, James Gunn confirmed that he will direct the previously announced Superman Legacy, which is currently scheduled to come out on July 11th, 2025. And that makes sense because he's running the show. He said he's going to be directing some of the movies and like, you got to get Superman right. And look, Henry Cavill was fine. I think the actor was fine for it. He looked like Superman, but overall it just wasn't perfect. And hopefully James Gunn could finally nail it.
I think it's kind of neat. I also did see some other tweets. Apparently, this is going to come out on the anniversary of James Gunn's father's death, and I guess the movie is kind of in honor of his father a little bit.
Hmm. So, oh yeah, I did see that, and then James Gunn was like, "Oh, I didn't even realize it at the time."
Yeah,
when they announced the day, but you know how these movies work. You think this movie is going to come out on July 11th?
Right. Could be before, could be after.
Probably after. You know, these movies get pushed back.
And depending on people getting arrested, who knows, man, we might never see it.
Well, I mean, is Ezra Miller going to be in it? Or
We never know.
You know what might be fun? So the original X-Men trilogy, second one was good. I think pretty much everyone agreed the third one was a train wreck.
Of course.
And that just ended it. That killed it because nobody liked the third one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, fast forward all the years later, they got the First Class movies right.
Yeah.
So then they made Days of Future Past and they brought back a bunch of the original trilogy actors. And that was a really fun, awesome thing. I wonder if they can fix DC and then one day in the future, they can do some kind of alternate thing and they can get Cavill and Gal Gadot and get them to be in a movie. That I think that would be fun.
It would be
fun.
We'll
see. I mean, if they nail it this time and everyone's gonna love it, I don't know why they would go back to the one that half the fans didn't really like.
Well, that's the thing with the Flashpoint is that you can always keep going back.
It's just about seeing them. Like if they fix DC, if Gunn fixes it and they get a good universe going and they're able to do a one-off movie where they can make an appearance like Days of Future Past, I think that would be fun for a lot of people.
Sure. You know, they originally weren't going to do that for the sequel prequel for X-Men First Class. Like it was just going to be the same cast as the previous film, but First Class didn't do that well in theaters. And then Fox was like, "Hey, put Wolverine in it." They were like, "Hey,
sure,
bring Hugh Jackman back." And they were like, "All right." And look, Days of Future Past is amazing. Like,
yeah.
But I still love First Class. First Class is so fucking good. Both of those movies.
So did I.
Maybe that should be the next trilogy we do.
Josh, did you see First Class, the first one?
I don't think so. I just saw the first two X-Men, and I think I kind of
like ever. That.
Yeah, the first two.
X2 was really good, but yeah, you should see First Class.
I need to see
class.
More.
Really
see more.
Well, we might, you know,
that's, we should do that.
The X-Men prequel trilogy is one of my favorite trilogies. You know, First Class, Days of Future Past, and then Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we should do that one of these days on Hogwash, back-to-back-to-back weeks, and then never do the fourth one.
What's wild
the
about...
the fourth one sucks ass.
What's wild about that trilogy is you could arguably say First Class was the worst of the three, and that was a really good movie.
Well, you could say that.
Well, I thought you... Well, because your favorite is the Apocalypse one, right?
No. No, that's my least favorite one.
That's surprising because you talk about that one. How much you love that one all the time?
Well, it's newer, so okay. I mean, it took you like many years to finally see that one. So, like, we recently talked about it, like a year ago or something.
I think I saw it pretty soon after it came out.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyways,
it's just me and Aaron arguing over. We saw a movie
before we get.
But
off
no, I always love First Class. Honestly, like First Class is. First Class and Days of Future Past are so close for me. Like, they really are. It's tough for me. Like,
I mean, it's easily Days of Future Past. It has to be.
It's not, though.
I'm not shitting on
just because
First Class at all. No, just the movie as a whole.
I think First Class was a perfect movie.
Back to Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, just getting off track.
Just before we leave Superman... comicbook.com reported the official synopsis of the movie. Superman Legacy tells the story of Superman's journey to reconcile his Krypton heritage with his human upbringing as Clark Kent of Smallville, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
He is the embodiment of truth, justice, and the American way, guided by the human kindness and the world that sees kindness as old-fashioned. So not really... doesn't really tell you too much, but I guess we're going to be getting a lot of
Because James Gunn, you know, his superhero movies have been Guardians of the Galaxy, which like, yes, especially this third one's going to get super serious, but it's also very comedic, and so is the Suicide Squad.
Right.
And then when you do Superman, like, can Superman really be that funny?
Mm-mm. Funny in an unintentional way. Aw, shucks. Type of stuff.
That's the problem that they've always had with Superman, is that Superman's boring.
Yeah.
You know, he's a boring character.
Yeah.
He's just like this boring white guy that is never does anything wrong. He never makes the wrong choice. So it's like that's the hard thing. That's what's difficult about making Superman movies, is like the character's always boring. Even when Christopher Reeves, he was boring. Like, you could enjoy the movies, but, like, the character's boring, and that hurts the movies.
Right.
But we'll see what he does.
That's why I like Man of Steel a little bit. You
that's
know?
Why that's I good. Like Man of Steel.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but he was still just like the boring guy.
He was boring, but he was kind of edgy, you know? He was a fisherman for a while.
I mean, yeah, that is a problem with the character, just kind of inherent, but he gave it an edge. He had flaws in that movie, where it not just the, you know, as you said,
all American,
the boring
guy.
White guy that always has the ha-ha. He was a guy that had flaws.
Yeah.
It was a way to make it more interesting and human.
It'll be kind of interesting to see how he threads the needle on this.
The flaw being snapping Zod's neck after he murders 100,000 people.
It's definitely a flaw. Definitely a flaw.
We could
That's
argue
just
about
Zack
this
Snyder being like, Superman's boring. Let's have him snap Zod's neck. Batman's boring. Let's have him just murder everyone. Wonder Woman's boring. She can kill people, whatever. And that's just his answer that's his solution to everything.
Well, yeah, but Wonder Woman does kill people, though.
Eh, sure, whatever. Anyways, you know how you feel about Batman Begins versus The Dark Knight? Like how you favor Batman Begins?
Yes.
That's like me with First Class versus Days of Future Past.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like the first one, and because they rebooted it and they fucking nailed it, like I just... And plus, Michael Fassbender in that movie is fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
More DC shit. Ben Affleck recently told The Hollywood Reporter that he finally nailed how to play Batman in the upcoming Flash movie. Ben said, I did finally figure out how to play that character, and I nailed it in The Flash. For the 5 minutes I'm in there, it's great.
Fuck you, Ben Affleck. I mean, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's really great.
Are we getting...
So I don't know if he's just fucking around.
Are we getting a little bit annoyed that we're learning too much about this movie, maybe? Because, like, I even saw Tom Cruise apparently tweeted or said, like, this movie, like, brought me back into the theater or something like that. You know, like...
He didn't tweet it.
Or said it or something like that.
There was a report that he, like, told the person who made it, like, this was awesome.
Well, I mean, Josh, you've seen movies before. Everything about the story and the trailer we know, it screams Ben Affleck is going to be in this movie for 5 minutes.
No.
Like, that's...
No.
Like, well, look, I think we all kind of knew that.
In the trailer, you have Ben Affleck talking to Ezra, and then you see him in a new bat suit fighting. So it's probably he's probably in those two scenes.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably.
So
sadness.
I don't know if it's is it sadness? You even said you didn't like the Snyderverse.
I
want more Ben Affleck?
I didn't.
I want more Michael Keaton.
I think we're gonna
have more Michael Keaton or Ben Affleck.
Oh, Michael
Keaton. Aaron.
Well, see that's you can't even make that argument anymore because if you're gonna do Elseworlds, you can do both.
No, I'm saying, but in The Flash, what do you want to see more of, Ben Affleck or Michael Keaton?
Well, that's a stupid question. I still like Affleck Batman.
But it's not even close.
Well, no, of course not. That's right. Like saying, do you want to fuck or do you want to eat a cheeseburger? It's like, well, I want both, but, you know.
You want to fuck. I mean, yeah, I don't give a fuck if Ben Affleck was even in this movie or not. Michael Keaton's in it.
Sure. But, you know, I just... Just
is Ben Affleck really going to be able to redeem this character? It's not, again, it's not really his fault. Zack Snyder made him a psycho. All right, we got to stop talking about this. Anyways, Affleck also confirmed that he would never direct a film in James Gunn's DCU, saying, I have nothing against James Gunn. Nice guy. Sure, he's going to do a great job. I just wouldn't want it to go in and direct in the way they're doing that. I'm not interested in that. And I mean, that makes sense. I wasn't expecting him to... direct a movie.
From what I had read, apparently it was I guess it was the Justice League movie that it was just the reshoots that broke him mentally.
Well, there were rumors years ago that he was going to direct a Batman movie starring him. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a solo Batman movie.
Right, right.
And obviously it fell through cuz everyone hated Batman v Superman. And I think that was because that was going to be a standalone, whereas now DCU is doing like the, you know, where all the movies are connected. They're going to do the Marvel thing.
I think I kind of speak for everybody. I think we would have rather seen that than the Batman versus Superman as his first appearance.
Right. For sure. Anyways, that's that. On to Marvel. some bad news. The official Disney website recently updated the release window for Secret Invasion, starring Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. Originally, it said this was like as of like June or July of last year. They said that it was coming out in the spring, but now it says coming soon.
Fuck. Reshoots.
Yeah. Reshoots, or they're like, hey, this looks these fucking graphics look like She-Hulk. What the fuck?
No, we have She-Hulk in too many scenes. We have to get her out.
It's funny, like, you know,
fuck.
Why can't DC and Marvel be good at the same time? It seems like Marvel's on the decline. They're crashing and burning. And DC's kind of like on the up and up. I mean, you know, the James Gunn stuff is promising.
Well, there's certainly more buzz around DC at the moment, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, well, remember there was a report a couple months back where Disney was only going to release what? Was it three shows this year?
I thought two.
Or two?
Yeah.
So maybe this is them pushing that back?
I don't know. That's because if that's the case, then Daredevil isn't coming out for like 5 years. There's so many shows. Fucking Echo. Echo might just get canceled. Maybe. Who the fuck wants to see that?
Yeah, exactly.
Who the hell wants to see Echo?
Let's just tie Echo and Daredevil together. That way you get the 18 episodes. That's how you do it.
Right.
But no, I mean, we still need Loki this year. Agatha was supposedly coming out this year.
All of those. Yeah, those have to come out this year. Maybe Agatha around Halloween. That would make sense. Loki in the summer, although probably not with Secret Invasion having to come out first.
Yeah, I know. Like, this is starting to fuck up things. You know, Armor Wars is also supposed to be tied in here, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, they're starting to fuck things up. They keep on pushing this shit back.
Right.
Do you still got more Marvel news?
No.
Before we move on, I did have... So, a Pestily, Apparently,
hold on, add that to the Josh Reese encyclopedia.
I think we do need to add that. Apparently, Mephisto is reportedly happening. Above the lines, Jeff Snyder said, they told me there's a
Snyder?
Not a different Schneider.
Oh, Snyder, sorry.
Yeah, spelled differently. They told me there's a Mephisto special filming on the set of Agatha House of Harkness. It sounds like they may be doing their very own special. So apparently this could be like Marvel's Werewolf That's by weird. Night.
Why, what's with the hard-on about Mephisto?
Well, he's, people just want to see the devil. Him. I mean,
yeah, but
and it would fit with Agatha,
I guess. Just make him a villain. Don't make a fucking special where it's about him. I hate that. I'm so tired of movies about the villain, like where the villain's the lead character,
right?
Yeah,
when it's like, where's the superhero to stop him?
So I don't know, but apparently this would still be with Sacha Baron Cohen. So.
Oh, as Mephisto?
As Mephisto.
That's interesting.
So that's pretty interesting. So if this is getting filmed on the same time as Agatha, you know, maybe we might be getting this sometime next year.
Yeah, we'll
Potentially.
See.
Potentially.
Any other MCU news?
Nope, that's all I got.
Well, The Hollywood Reporter is saying that Quentin Tarantino has written his final film, and it's called The Movie Critic.
That's right. This is what I wanted to get your opinion on it, because you're a big Quentin Tarantino fan.
Yeah.
And this is going to be his last movie. The Movie Critic doesn't sound like that interesting of a movie.
Well, what is it about, Josh?
A movie critic.
A what?
A movie critic.
How do you know?
That's what it said. It said it's in the late 70s, it follows a female movie critic.
It's set in the late 70s and features a female lead. Hmm. That's what the movie's about, Josh? That's the plot?
You have no idea
what the movie's about, so how can you judge a title?
That's what I'd
seen. Pulp Fiction, when it was like, hey, there's a movie coming out called Pulp Fiction. What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
So don't judge it before you even know what it's about.
Fair enough, but from what I'd heard, I was just like, that sounds like a kind of
You think it's just going to be this woman seeing movies and then what? Reviewing it on their shitty podcast?
I hope not.
You think that's going to be the whole movie?
They didn't have podcasts back in the 70s.
Oh, right, 70s, sorry.
I don't know.
So she's just seeing movies and then just typing reports for the newspaper? That's the whole movie, Josh?
I'll be honest, that is what I thought, and I was trying to think of how to make it interesting.
Every Tarantino movie has blood and guts. I don't think that's going to be the main focus.
Maybe
there, Josh.
She's a movie critic that also kills at night?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Maybe send your suggestions to Tarantino, Josh. Maybe he needs some help.
Maybe he needs another writer on
Jesus.
The film.
Jesus. I mean, look, Tarantino's last two films I wasn't a big fan of, but I'm still very interested because it is Tarantino, and it's going to be his last film, supposedly. So, of course, I'm interested.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You can't judge a fucking movie by the title. That's ridiculous.
I judged it on what I had seen online, and people online were saying it was about a movie critic, a female movie critic. And I was like, that sounds kind of boring.
Okay, but that's not that's not the plot, Josh.
It's
Jesus.
Not a plot, it's a title, Josh.
Right.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It doesn't sound very interesting. But whatever, y'all guys might have different ideas.
Josh, if someone came to you and said, hey, there's a movie out there. Mm-hmm. The movie's called Frailty. How exciting does that sound to you? How riveting
Not
does
very.
That sound?
Not
What's
very. What's it about?
Is it oh, about now a, you want to know.
Is it about a female movie critic?
See, now
in
you're
the
interested.
1970s?
See, I'm sorry. I thought Frailty sounded boring. So why would you want to watch it? Because it's a shitty title. Go watch Frailty. Do yourself a favor.
Oh, is that a real movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a fucked up movie.
What's it about?
Go watch it.
God damn it.
You'll see.
I can't even type it because I don't know how to spell that.
No, of course not. That would never happen. Anyways, they're saying Tarantino's looking to film this fall, which is interesting because a few months ago he revealed that he wrote an 8-episode series that he was planning on making this year. So I guess that's on the shelf for now. And I'll be honest, like, I was excited about that because he's finally going to do a TV show that he wrote and he's going to direct an 8-episodic series. Like, that sounded really exciting. But maybe that's on the shelf for now if he's all of a sudden doing The Movie Critic. It's funny because, like, he's been doing press. Like, he did press, like, just a few months ago. He was on a bunch of podcasts, talking, you know, for
something like
for
that,
the,
right?
yeah.
Maybe he just wants to wrap up his movie career so he can focus on TV now.
But just a few months ago, he must have been lying, unless this report's wrong. But Tom Segura asked him, like, you know, do you have any idea what it's going to be about, your final film? And he's like, oh, no, I haven't even thought about it yet. So he must have been lying. If this report's true, then I guess he was lying. Because Tarantino's not writing a fucking script and it's going to be done in 3 months where it's like, yep, that's it. That's not how that works. Anyways, this is interesting. Deadline reports Denzel Washington is joining Ridley Scott's sequel to Gladiator.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Russell Crowe's not going to be in the film.
Right. Well,
for obvious reasons.
Right.
It's not a prequel. But does Gladiator need a sequel?
It doesn't. But if you're going to tell me there's a movie with Denzel fucking people up with the sword, I'm there.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely going to be fucking
I don't know if
up
Denzel's
sure.
going to be... I don't know if Denzel's the protagonist. I don't think he is. I think it's about Russell Crowe's kid or something.
I don't know. I mean, I like the first Gladiator. I could see another movie in that universe for sure.
In that universe.
Not They're all universes.
A fucking universe.
That's a universe, Andrew.
It's not a comic.
I mean, I would almost rather it not be about Russell Crowe's kid. I would almost rather it be a total other thing.
I don't think that's the case.
Well, shit. Well, fuck.
Sorry. Anything else, Josh?
I just got one last thing for any Monk fans out there.
Yep.
All right. Monk is coming back.
Does it everything is? Have to come back?
It is. Monk is coming back. Will be returning as a movie on Peacock.
That's cool.
Yeah, the creator.
Let me have Monk. Shut up, Andrew.
Yeah, no, Monk was
I liked
great.
Monk.
Monk was great.
It was fun.
So this is
Frasier's coming back. That's
Shut
gonna
up.
Suck.
I'm kind of excited about Frasier.
I mean, yes, fuck Frasier. But
well,
Frasier was good.
Frasier was a good show.
It was a good show, but it doesn't need a Frasier reboot.
Especially without Niles. Especially without Niles.
Yeah.
No Niles. The dad's dead.
Niles isn't going to be right. That's what I was saying. Fuck to Frasier.
Plus, Eddie the dog is probably dead.
Well, he's definitely dead.
But they could do Monk good. Tony Shalhoub's good.
So this is what the EVP of television for NBC said. When creator Andy Beckman came to us with a new Monk case set in present day, we immediately fell in love with the story all over again. Last aired in 2009 and was on for 8 seasons, spanning 125 episodes.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If you could choose to either have everything that comes out is either a sequel or reboot, everything. Because that's where we're headed now. Almost everything that comes out, like 90% of the shit that comes out now is a sequel or a reboot. Or nothing is a sequel. There's no sequels. There's no reboots. What would you choose?
I'll take reboots and sequels
I would take the original movies, but to quote Seth Rogen from that Jobs movie, it doesn't have to be binary. We can have both. I mean, yes, it is headed that direction.
Yes, we can have both. But the problem is it's 90% sequels and reboots.
Yeah.
I mean, even the French Prince of Bel-Air was
the nostalgia is just getting out of control that we're bringing back Monk. You know, like, it's just not necessary.
I mean, we can't control
it. It's not coming back as a series.
The only sequels, and reboots that should be made are superhero movies. They're the only ones that need it.
I think this is fine.
But if I never if I had to choose between that or original movies, I'd be fine never seeing another Spider-Man movie again, never seeing another Batman movie again.
So one attempt is all they get?
No. Not one attempt. They've had a million attempts so far.
I'm
just saying, like, starting tomorrow, if I had the choice.
Right.
I mean, there's no more Spider-Man movies. I'll be fine with it if we can get some original shit. Because Everything Everywhere All at Once is original, and that's one of the fucking best movies I've seen.
Right. But, I mean, the reason we keep showing up is for that chance that it might be great. Like, the Brendan Fraser Mummy.
Uh-huh.
Like, The Mummy was a thing before. That was a reboot remake of a thing that exists, and that was amazing.
I'm not saying erase from history. I'm saying starting now. I'm not saying erase everything from the past.
Right, I know. I'm just saying you can still do good reboots and good remakes and sequels. Like, if they told me tomorrow, like, okay, Harrison Ford is too fucking old. We're going to do another Indiana Jones movie, and John Hamm is going to be Indiana Jones, like running around some tombs
that
and shit.
That sounds amazing.
I'd be there for that.
Yeah, for sure.
They could do that well.
Huh.
But you probably wouldn't get John Hamm.
Didn't you not want to see the Han Solo movie because, someone else is going to be playing Han Solo?
Well, because it was young. It just didn't, that one didn't sound interesting to me.
Hmm.
But, I mean, it can be done well.
They fucking brought back Darth Maul at the end of that movie. And then did nothing with it.
I'm just saying that's why people keep buying those tickets and keep showing up, is for that chance that maybe it's good.
But specifically...
Well, it's nostalgia.
Specifically related to Monk, this is not going to be a new TV show. It's just going to be a movie. And I think that's fine. Movie.
Right.
I think it's fine.
And that's the right way to do it.
On Peacock.
Just have a standalone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably exclusive to Peacock.
Right.
Probably. Yeah. So yeah. I'll never see it because I don't fucking have Peacock.
It's okay. I'll give you my password.
Josh will give you his cock.
I mean, if you want it.
You want it?
I can't tell you how much I don't want it.
Also, some...
That took you way too long to answer, Aaron.
Right now, Aaron is thinking. He was thinking. Want
I think my
Josh's.
Brain just shut down at the horror. It's just like...
It's like a Hot Tub Time Machine where he's about to suck his dick and he faints out of fear. well, some sad news. I saw that you guys were laughing, so now I'll make you guys...
I know it's coming.
This past Friday, John Wick star Lance Reddick died of natural causes at the age of 60.
Fuck, this one sucks.
I couldn't believe he was 60.
Right.
The guy looks fucking 40.
I know. Mm-hmm. I could not believe how old he was.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This sucks because I had just restarted watching The Wire, and that's where I knew him from, was The Wire.
Yeah, The Wire. They're dying off, those actors.
Fuck. Yeah, they are.
Because that other guy died last year from The Wire.
The Wire's, what, 30 years old now?
20, right?
25, something like that. But yeah, shit. And I didn't even realize he was from Baltimore, too, which is where The Wire is set from.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, he was in Fringe, he was on The Wire, and then he was on the John Wick series. This guy was great.
And because
this guy was in like every cool show that I never got around to watching.
Right.
Like he was at, like, I never saw The Wire. I never saw Fringe.
Well, and they're, you know, they've been planning the John Wick show. It's not about John Wick, but it's about the hotel.
Oh.
And I imagine he would have been in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. You know? That sucks.
So that
would have been good.
I love him in these movies.
I would have loved to see that. Like, so are they still going to move forward with that just without him?
I mean, I haven't heard anything new about it lately. Hmm. I just know that it's been planned.
I'd be there for that.
I think it's for Paramount Plus, actually. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Anyways, that's all I've got for news and rumors and all that. So now we can review Shazam, Fury of the Shitty Gods.
Fury.
Honestly, like, what's wrong with this movie? There's a lot, but it's Helen Mirren and Lucy fucking Liu. Lucy Liu is horrid. In this movie, it is some of the worst acting I've ever seen. Lucy Liu is terrible. And I'm not a big Lucy Liu fan. Like, she was great in Kill Bill.
Yes.
You know? But again, you have a legendary writer and director working with you. You could be great. Here, not so much.
No.
Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu did not fit in this movie at all.
No.
They really didn't. They were... awful villains. Every Lucy Liu line was just, I am going to... It's like, oh,
it's so bad.
Come on.
It's my so father, Zeus.
Yeah, whatever.
It was really, really rough.
No, their father wasn't Zeus, right? Wasn't it Hades?
No, I think it was Zeus.
This movie really suffered. So if I remember right, you said you thought the first Shazam was okay.
I thought it was fine.
And a big part of that was Mark Strong.
Mark Strong.
Was a great villain.
Well, he's awesome.
Great, great villain.
Kick ass.
And this movie really suffered from not having a great villain. There was three villains, and two of them were not even villains at all.
Yeah. Also, the other thing is, like, it's true. It was because of Mark Strong. And, like, Shazam's kind of funny, but really the... Zachary Levi is just like a poor man's Jimmy Fallon, you know? Like, he even looks like Jimmy Fallon. He acts like Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just, I don't know, like it was overacting and underacting. It
was my God.
Just, it's all over.
I mean,
the
place. You said the movie suffered. It suffered in the box office as well.
There were less than 10 people in the movie theater I was in.
The movie also really suffered from, like, it was a cool one-off thing they did in the last movie where he shared his power with his friends.
Yeah, right.
And there was a bunch of Shazams. That was a cool one-off thing. But they continued that. And they all got so much screen time, especially his handicapped friend got so much screen time. Zachary Levi was barely there.
They should have taken.
This is supposed to be about him, about Billy Batson.
They should have taken away all their powers in the beginning of the movie, not the end.
Yes.
Right.
Not the end of the movie. God. Anyways, it only made $30 million domestic, $66 million globally. The movie costs $125 million.
Ooh.
So it's a flop. It's a huge flop.
Yeah.
They're not going to make that money back. And I mean, this is going to be one of the cases where, like, next week it's probably going to make like $5 million.
Right. Because next week is John Wick.
Oh my God. They're fucked. What were they thinking? What were they? As soon as they found out, like, I don't know who announced which date first. Actually, it was probably John Wick because Shazam kept changing dates. Mm-hmm. What the fuck were they thinking a week before John Wick?
Yeah, terrible timing. They were actually Daughters of Atlantis.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Zeus. Okay. Anyways, the movie opens with Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren robbing a fucking museum or whatever.
Where did they come from?
I'm not sure. I missed like the first 2 minutes. We walked in and like I saw Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu in that fucking museum or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, that was it. That was the first scene.
Yeah. Exactly. No, but it reminds me of what's that guy that you love watching that does the reviews, Andrew?
Pitch meeting?
Yeah, pitch meeting. Like in pitch meetings, like, so where exactly do these gods come from? I don't know.
Unclear. Yeah. We don't need to steal their jokes. But like, no, I thought it was funny how they wanted to have like sort of like zombies. Like Helen, because like Lucy Liu would go up to someone and go,
right?
Like just, and then that person would basically turn into like a zombie slave.
Right.
But they were like, how can we do zombies? Because it's, you know, it's only PG-13. We can't have blood. How can we do zombies without the biting? Oh, instead of biting people, they'll just.
I thought that was fucking lame.
Am I the only one that's gotten kind of worn out on the mind control angle?
Like
when Loki in the first Avengers movie got Hawkeye and everything.
Let's write down movie cliches. Do me a favor. Someone, just one. That's one, all right? The fucking mind control. And then we have the overdone pediatrician joke. We're like, oh, I'm talking to the doctor, and then the doctor's like, oh, I'm a pediatrician. That's been done in so many fucking movies.
Right.
Like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall 15 years ago, so that's two.
How would you say that? I'm a doctor joke?
What?
What would you say that is?
You don't have to write it down. Just make a tally.
Oh, tally.
You don't have to actually write each one down, but we've got two cliches so far.
Two cliches.
We have the main character calling his stepmom by her first name. Oh, he won't call me mom. That's three.
Oh, that's
by the way, the actual kids got barely any screen time in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, even when they're being the kids, they're still the adults, which makes no sense.
Well,
like, when they're just talking about the plan and everything, and they're just in their cave, like, why are they in their superhero version?
My thing was, and I was kind of confused, okay, so when everyone says Shazam, they change, right?
I mean, in a way, you could say the main character's barely in the movie, but go ahead.
So when everyone says Shazam, they change. There's the two different girls, the black girl and then the white girl. But the white girl never changed. She looked the same when she
was the same, huh?
Right, yeah. Everyone else changed. Even
she's
Billy
18.
Billy Batson is what, 6 months younger?
Well, so that's what I wrote down. Like, because first of all, they Shazammed right outside the house.
Right.
They're like, all right, mom, dad, we're leaving. Shazam!
Right.
And it's like, all right, stupid. Like, you maybe go somewhere.
And the dad, well, before that, the dad is like, our house always keeps getting struck by lightning. I don't get it. I don't understand why.
Right. And I'm like, like, what happens when these kids become adults? Everyone's just going to figure out who they are, right? Like.
Yeah, well, they should figure out for that one girl.
Was she really not different?
No, she fucking looked the exact same.
I didn't
same.
Even pay attention to that. She
looked the exact same.
You know, now that you mention it, I think she was the same.
That's
right?
So incredibly stupid. Did she have a mask on at all? Like covering her eyes?
I
But so, the others didn't, and that's, yeah, that's an issue. Then, like, also, it really seemed like Warner Brothers was like, well, you have a whole family, you know, you have a handicapped kid.
You have to have one of everybody.
You have to have a gay kid, too.
That's
so
a cliche.
Just make one of them gay, and then, well, it's not necessarily, you don't have to mark that one down.
I think, what, no, not just gay, but just, like, you have to have one of everything.
But it's, like, that was so incredibly, like, forced and thrown in, and they barely gave any, like, they gave it to, like, the character you know the least about.
Right.
Like, they're just watching baseball, and then mom's like, oh, this is great. And he's like, yeah, it's great. He's, like, looking at a shirtless baseball player. I'm like, what am I, what is this? What's happening right now?
I mean, if they're doing that for the gay community, I would think the gay community would be pissed off. It's like, oh,
it's an insult.
Oh, so you gave, like, the character with the least screen time that we cared the least about.
No, well, exactly. And there's two mentions about him being gay, and they're both jokes. They're both jokes.
They are.
Look at the shirtless baseball. And then later, when they're all like, we're superheroes, super, I'm gay.
That's right.
And they're like, we knew you were gay. You're so gay.
For sure.
It's just like, what?
So they didn't even execute that right.
No.
Yeah, it was weird. Mark down another one because we have the classic bridge collapse in a superhero movie where you have to save the people from the bridge that's collapsing.
That's
funny. I mean, how many fucking movies? They even did it in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Spider-Man for sure, yeah.
Jesus, how many fucking movies?
Yeah, why is everything taking place on a
Well, I mean, to bridge? Be fair, something has to fall apart that you have to save people from in a superhero movie. I mean, a building, a bridge.
It's always a bridge.
Like,
you could, I mean, come on. You could say there's other ways to save people.
Okay.
Well, it is. It does seem to happen.
Think of something
quite
original. There's no originality in this movie. The Shazam wizard is forced to give Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren the Shazam stick.
Yeah, and where the fuck did he come from?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's like, oh, I had to leave your world and go here.
Yeah.
What?
Then we have the teacher, that guy from the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I forgot his real name. But
Diedrich Bader, I think.
Yeah.
Also from Office Space.
He sees the handicapped kid get beat up, and he doesn't even do anything.
No.
Yeah, he just kind of...
He moves the trash can out of the way.
He saw them pummeling him.
Right.
Not go to the principal's office.
Detention, suspension, something.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, I used to be a nerd, too.
Oh, mark down another one because... cliche hot girl likes the loser kid.
Yep. Yeah.
Not only that. Okay. Yep. So we later find out that she's one of Atlas's daughters too. But like,
of course,
where the fuck did she come from? How did she enroll in school? Why is she going to class?
Why? Right. I mean, all.
How
of
did
this.
She find this
to
this...
seduce the brother of Billy?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the stepbrother, whatever.
You have real
courage.
They
even make a joke later where he's like, why is she way younger than the other? And they don't explain it.
No.
You know? I guess Atlas just kept on fucking different women, I don't know, over the years.
Well, she ends up saying, oh, I'm 6,000 years old. But like, why are you look like you're 14?
Why is Helen Mirren 10 billion years old?
Right. They're all different ages.
If you're all 6,000 years old.
Right.
Shouldn't they all look 6,000 years old?
She's like, well, Helen Mirren's 7,000 years old. Oh, wow, really? Wow. So it's that quick, huh? Jesus. And then we see Billy has a date with Wonder Woman where he's turning down sex, a team up. You don't really know because they're trying to make it ambiguously funny. But he's just like, hey, I don't think I'm ready for this yet. I don't want to get serious. And I don't know if, you know, I might bust in the first second.
I felt like this was like a big F you to people. Like, why cock tease us with Wonder Woman right here?
Well, but
why couldn't it be anybody else?
Okay, fine. But spoiler alert, they did, you know, come through with it in the end.
Sure.
In the worst way possible, but they did do it.
Yeah.
We don't see her face and she fucking turns into the wizard. And
that was off-putting.
That was very...
Very.
That was like that, the weirdest yeah.
That was
color.
Rough.
It was rough.
Hey, have you ever wanted to see... Is it Gal Gadot or Gal Gadot? I always say it wrong.
I think
apparently
more.
It's Gal Gadot, but everyone says Gal Gadot. So just say Gal Gadot.
Okay, so just what everybody wants to see. Gal Gadot's body and Dajaiman Hansu's
exactly.
head on yes. that body.
Right. Then we have Freddy Shazams himself to impress the girl, but oh yeah, she's the third sister, and then Lucy Liu whispers in the teacher's ear and he jumps off the roof.
Well, that's another cliche. The kids on the roof of the building for no reason.
That's true, yeah.
Blatant ripoff of the NWO.
What?
It's the third man.
Oh, right, yeah. Then they take away Freddy's Shazamness so he can't Shazam for like a half hour. Yeah. Then they trap Philly in a dome. That's another cliche, trapping the whole city in a fucking dome. And then Lucy Liu, one of her worst lines, "Let's see how you like being trapped in a dying world."
Yeah.
And that's how she delivered the line.
Oh.
Like that bad.
With about that much zeal.
Right. And then it's funny because Lucy Liu whispers in Freddy's ear. Now, Freddy does not have the Shazam powers anymore, but somehow he's stronger than everyone else that she's whispered to.
Yeah,
because that is fucking absurd.
He's crippled. It's enhanced his other strengths.
You can't say that anymore, Josh.
Can we just go back to like the first scene? The first scene of the movie, they're speaking all this gibberish language or whatever, and then they back to English.
Yeah,
sure. Whatever.
How is this the same woman that was that badass Yakuza assassin in Kill Bill?
It's because Tarantino didn't write this movie.
Wild.
Or direct it. So the Freddy and the Wizard are about to get killed by a dragon, but the hot girl saves them because she's in love with Freddy for no reason whatsoever.
She falls quick.
She fall. Oh my God, did she like fall fast? Like for a woman that's 6,000 years old, boy, does she fall quick.
And from the very get-go, it's clear that like she doesn't agree with what her sisters are doing, and like she's on the good guy's side, but you know, I'm still gonna, you know, I'm still gonna fuck shit up anyways.
She tells Freddy, like, you're the most amazing person I've ever met. What?
She's just years,
a loser.
She might not have met many people in 6,000 years.
Every time
years.
They talk, he's like, hey, oh, and she's like, wow, he's so charming. Get the fuck out of here with this shit.
Yes, this movie was maddeningly frustrating.
And then Billy has lunch with Helen Mirren. He does the Fast and Furious joke. Mentions the movie franchise that she stars in.
Right. No, this is... Yeah. This
She's
is
like, well, I know about it too.
This is the thing where you said with like Cocaine Bear, except where I disagree with you, Cocaine Bear's good. But like when you had mentioned like the trailer was the best part. And yeah. The trailer had all these jokes, you right. know? And you didn't get any extra jokes.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, the ones you did weren't good either way.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I didn't like this trailer to begin with, but... I'm sorry. Another cliche. Classic villain gets caught on purpose.
For no reason. Sure.
She needs to steal an apple.
So we're at
what did that apple do, by the way? Does anyone remember? What was that apple for?
It grew the tree.
Oh, right.
That's but no.
Right.
Okay. How did she know that's where she was going? Second of all, how did she know that there was a fucking apple there?
It's probably Atlanta.
We didn't even talk about how they ended up finding that there was a Harry Potter room in one of these doors.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just like...
Well, they're old. They probably heard about this stuff.
You know what? Steve the Pen might have did the best acting in this movie.
The Pen. Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Then Freddy steals the apple back, and he gets his Shazam grooveness back. That's when they tell their parents they're superheroes, but Pedro's like, I'm gay. And they're like, shut up, you stupid idiot. And like, we're halfway through the movie and I'm like, I can't believe there's an hour left. Because once they break in, like once, you know, Lucy Liu's on the dragon and everything, it's like, this should be the final scene. Like the final scene should be here. There shouldn't be another fucking hour to this movie. She flies the dragon. She un-Shazams everyone but Billy.
Of course.
Billy saves Mary from falling to her death, and Lucy gets the apple back. Another cliche, classic villain goes to a baseball field.
Oh, right. That was in X-Men, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
So we're at 10. But 10. We didn't even mention that the younger girl, I guess her superpower was the Doctor Strange powers? Where he can like manipulate the world or whatever.
Well, whatever. She's
kind of weird.
Sure.
I don't know. Rip off Doctor Strange.
rip off Doctor Strange. I mean, a lot of people have magical powers. That's just how it is. But yeah, like, as a Mets fan, fuck the Phillies. You know, fuck, you know, I wish that stadium would blow up for real.
Sure. As an Astros fan, fuck the Phillies. Yeah.
And then, like, all that destruction in the city. But really, that's what Philly looks like when the Eagles win. So I don't think it was that devastating.
Burn.
That's funny.
No, I like Philly. I like that. I've joke. Been to that's Philly. Good. I liked Philly.
So, okay. So they put this dome up. Nobody could get in or out of the dome. But how did they get into the dome? I don't understand.
Because they made the dome. So I guess they can control
the
dome.
She controls the
dome.
They
could open the dome and go through, right?
So yeah. And create portals? I guess. Okay. Whatever.
I mean, they fucking control the dome. Helen Mirren got rid of the dome eventually.
Right.
She made it. She can get rid of it. She can go through it, obviously.
Sure. Oh, obviously. Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, this is just where you get... Well, yeah, I mean, this is where you get confused. I mean, look, Josh, the movie sucked.
But,
like, this is where you're just getting confused because you're just clueless.
Just clueless. Just like the paper bird that could automatically find whoever they wanted to.
I mean, yeah, there was the magical palace. I don't know what do you want from me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a pen that writes itself.
Fuck Josh. He's dumb. He couldn't figure out the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Clearly.
Way over my head.
Lots of real, really bad acting by the extras when the monsters come out.
Oh, my.
I laughed out loud.
God.
In the theater.
When the dragon landed on the field, or not on the field, but on the cement. Yeah. And Lucy Liu and Zachary Levi were talking to each other. The extras in the background were just walking away. They weren't running. They weren't scared. They were just fucking walking away.
Yeah.
Fuck this movie.
Hot girl kisses Freddy, but again, she's 6,000 years old.
That's kind of questionable.
Billy finally calls his stepmom, mom, and it's like, sweet.
I think that's 11.
Well, but we already covered that.
Did we?
We already covered him calling her stepmom. Because obviously, like, that's what you do in those, you know, that's the payoff is, oh, mom. And she's like, oh, my God, he called me mom. I'm so excited. Yeah, sure. And then it's like, all right, quick, get rid of that actor. Bring Zachary Levi back.
Is it Levi? I thought it was Levi.
Levi? Whatever.
Nah, who cares?
Who cares? Then classic villain turns on the other. That's another one.
Okay.
So write it down. Helen Mirren thinks Lucy Liu's going too far all of a sudden. They murdered how many people? And now Helen Mirren's like, wait, not another one.
Right.
Killed like hundreds of people. Like, what are you talking about? So Lucy has the dragon kill her. Then Lucy turns her other sister human. And she loses her powers, which is like, oh, how convenient. And it's just like everyone's losing their powers and getting them back 5 minutes later. It's so fucking dumb. Then they find an evil unicorn and they charm it with Skittles.
I was so upset at this.
Taste scene. The rainbow.
And then the little girl's like, taste the rainbow, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Then Billy revives Helen Mirren. Like, nothing in this movie... like stays. It's like, oh, I lost my powers, I got it back. Oh, you lost your powers, you got him back. Oh, Helen Mirren's dead. No, you're not.
So
oh, Billy's dead. No, he's not.
This tree that they grew was an evil tree because it was planted in man's world because man is evil, blah 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 blah. So it was all these ogres and scorpions were
this tree doesn't belong here
rising from the earth, and then these unicorns that look fucking evil
come
through, but Skittles is what stops it.
Well, yeah, if you give them Skittles, it'll do it. It'll do it.
Go look, fuck look, yourself,
Josh.
Movie.
Look, Josh.
Go fuck yourself, movie.
Yeah, it's not great. So Billy revives Helen Mirren and convinces her to help. Billy saves Freddy and Anne from the dragon and steals the stupid stick. And then Helen Mirren traps Lucy in the dome. And then Billy fights the dragon, flies into it with the stick. A lot. It's the exact same thing as Batman v Superman, where Superman flies into Doomsday with the kryptonite stick.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like the same exact thing.
Are we adding a number 12?
No. That's just
stabbing
copy.
Somebody isn't a cliche.
Yeah. And then, like, Helen Mirren, I fucking burst out laughing in the theater when, like, after that, you see Billy stop Lucy Liu and the dragon and everything. And Helen Mirren's like, a true god after all. And then she's like, bleh, I'm dead.
Ashes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because then the bad girls and the monsters blip away like fucking Infinity War and Endgame.
Yep. I figured that Thanos at that moment snapped.
Right. So Billy dies. They bury him. Did anyone fucking believe this was actually going to stick?
No.
I mean, no, but I mean, he was in the ground and it was like, well, okay, this is not a, you know, oh, I'm awake after all. It was, I mean, he was in the fucking ground.
He's in the ground.
I thought they would take it to the next movie at least.
There's no magic left.
There is no next movie.
Well. There's no magic left in the stick because there are no gods left. There is one. And then Wonder Woman shows up. And it was like, yeah, it was like She-Hulk where like Daredevil just falls from the sky for no reason. She just shows up. It was so fucking random. She plants a tree and gets her powers back. Billy's back from the dead. Billy wants to fuck, but Wonder Woman's like, yeah, no, I'm not. No, you had your shot, idiot. And like, she tells Billy like, wow, what you did was so brave. And it's like, I'm sorry, where were you? Were you watching?
Right. Why didn't she help?
This scene was so forced, putting her in this movie.
Yeah.
It was so fucking weird.
Yeah.
And like, it made no sense. So then they all have a family dinner. And this is like, weeks or months have gone by. And the wizard shows up to get his staff back. It's like, well, why didn't you just take it with you at the funeral?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, what? Where did you go? Why did you? Oh, I forgot my stick. Whoops.
And why'd they have to make him look like a pimp?
I don't know what that was either.
Like, what?
I don't know what that was. And then Billy asks the wizard, hey, what's my superhero name? And then, like, just like Black Adam, like, they do the same thing as Black Adam.
Right.
It's like, Shazam. Oh, Shazam. Credits. It's like, what?
Okay. So yeah, here we go.
That's the end of the movie?
There we go.
What?
That's the same actor.
Actress, yeah.
Actress.
Yeah.
Human form as Shazam. Shazam form.
So I guess they just all turn 19, and since she's already 19, then...
So Billy's going to look like Shazam in 6 months? Right. What the fuck?
Oh, fuck, that's right.
Exactly.
Makes no fucking sense.
Because the whole thing was like, I'm going to age out of the program. I'm not going to have a house anymore.
Because
I'm going to live on the streets now.
Black Adam has the Shazam powers.
Right.
So, but The Rock just, he looked the same. He got the, you know, like.
Well,
but he's an
the
adult.
The Rock
sure.
got the form as an adult.
Yeah.
Right.
But I thought Shazam's supposed to make you buffer and bigger because obviously it made Billy really buff, but it just right. made her.
The like, same version of herself.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tits.
Yeah. It doesn't really make much sense.
No.
That's the movie. Then we get into the mid credits, which, like a lot of these superhero movies, has become the best part, sadly.
Right.
Yeah.
And
this is where I actually gasped. Like, I grabbed my wife's arm. I was like,
yeah, me too. And it's funny because Shazam is mostly for kids and they put Peacemaker shit in it. I found that kind of funny.
Which made me feel like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
But we see Harcourt and Dyebeard recruiting Billy for the Justice Society. So Shazam's going to get R-rated, I guess.
Yeah,
there's not going to be another Shazam.
He's still going to be in future stuff.
As excited as I was when they showed up, I immediately was, wait a minute, how the fuck is Peacemaker and the two of them going to coexist with Billy Batson?
Peacemaker will make the fucking fun out of him. He'll just make fun of him so much.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe James Gunn can make Shazam more interesting. Here's hoping. But this is going towards the Waller TV show.
Right.
That's going to be coming out on HBO Max at some point, probably like next year or something.
I mean, it could be good if, like, you know, Peacemaker and the team are just cutting the faces off of people all over the place and Billy's just like, oh my God. Like that.
Yeah, but how many times can you do that?
Right. Yeah. I'm just trying to be optimistic.
Right. Know. And they're recruiting for the Justice Society, which we saw in Black Adam. Now that they're all dead. No, they're not. But you know what I mean?
Well, nobody dies in comic book movies.
Well, Pierce Brosnan did.
That's right. Yeah. Or is he really dead? Who knows? Dr. Fate might still have
some. Yeah, you never know. Yeah. And then we have the post-credits show a talking worm visit Mark Strong And it's just like, no, not yet. Well, he's like, what the fuck?
For comic book fans, it was Mr. Mind. But like, still, like, what is
oh,
that?
Oh, thank you, Josh.
What is that teasing? Like, isn't this world ending?
It's teasing that he's going to get out and do something. And
I guess. I don't know.
That was just...
But now that there's, you know, for sure, probably not going to be a third movie, what is, you know...
Right.
I'm not sure what the point is of that now.
Right.
Well, like, exactly.
We're
like
probably
the,
not going to see anything of that.
Maybe like in Waller, like, Shazam will just get his head cut off, and then it'll be like, that's that, since the movie bombed.
But no, but like what Aaron was saying, like, the end credits at Black Adam, you know, you saw Henry Cavill,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it means nothing now.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we saw this. It means nothing now.
And by the way, it's... And this is why the Black Adam failure was even worse, because this movie screamed out at many points, mid-credits, during the movie, it needed Dwayne Johnson to show up at some point.
Sure.
At some point. And because he didn't, because of how all that shit played out, this movie desperately needed
Black Adam
in it.
Is a Shazam villain.
I mean, they could have made
right.
the whole...
I mean, he
they
is,
could have made this whole fucking movie, Shazam and Black Adam.
Isn't, yes. isn't Black Adam the Shazam villain?
Yes.
Yes.
The
you
ultimate know? One.
Yes.
I mean, it's like doing a Batman
like
trilogy
now, like
without
now that
the...
he's
Joker.
Yeah, I mean, now that he's here, that's the only, you know, sequel to Shazam that makes sense. He's here now. He got his own movie. Now we're doing it.
Well, he's gone now.
This yeah. movie was yep. very frustrating.
So what would you rate it?
4.
That's what I was thinking, a 4.
I would give it a 5 because, respecting the scale, 5 is an average movie. It's not a bad movie. It's an average movie. The first half was so, so flat. There was no Billy Batson. I enjoyed some of the action in the climax at the end. There was a small handful of some kind of enjoyable scenes, but mostly dumb. Mostly
I would argue 5 is a bad movie.
I'm with Aaron. 5's average.
Well, I mean, if you're going with the scale, average. 5 is average.
Yeah, but if you get 50%...
Bad is below 5.
If you get 50% on a test, you failed. You didn't do a good job.
Well, that's not what we're doing. This isn't school. This is
that's what I'm doing.
We came
like the way I've always understood 1 through 10 is 5 is average. It's not bad. 4 is bad. 5 is average.
I agree. We came away with 11 cliches in the movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's
it's a lot.
There's a lot wrong.
There's a lot wrong. I wonder what the fans have to say about.
I mean,
this
movie. If you saw if you were like, oh, this movie's coming out. Everyone's giving it a 5 out of 10. Would you want to go see that movie?
I think
that means because it's a bad movie.
I'm conceding it wasn't a good movie. It wasn't great. I agree there.
I
just didn't think it was as much of a train wreck as you guys, I think.
Instead mm-hmm. of the rating system, I think what we need to do going forward is just recommend or don't recommend.
No,
and
don't.
To be honest, no. I wouldn't recommend this movie to people.
No,
you got to respect the game.
Respect the game.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, I would not recommend the movie, Aaron.
I would not recommend
it. So none of us.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. All right, let's do fan questions and comments. See what these guys got to say. Anita Dick and me.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, guys. I finally saw Cocaine Bear and 65. And I have to say they were both boring. They're both 4 out of 10 films. Anyways, love the pod.
I need a dick in me. Wow. Okay.
I'm now genuinely.
So that's someone hated both.
I'm genuinely confused about 65 because Andrew and I both walked away with the same experience that it was riveting. It was action packed. It was scary. Yeah. And lots of people, Josh included, didn't just say bad or they didn't like it, but boring. And I thought the movie was anything but whatever problems you can have boring. It was not, but a lot of people seem to think that.
No, it was the chemistry for me. I just couldn't get over the chemistry between the two actors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said it was boring
and boring. Yeah. Both.
Okay. The Rizzler, you guys ever think about doing a best 80s/90s action hero bracket?
Oh my God.
I think we have that one. I think someone made that one. So So we could do it.
Action hero movie bracket?
Don't tell me you guys have done this already.
No, we did best action movie, but not best action hero. So we got John McClane. Oh, I guess he's just going with characters. John McClane, Casey Ryback.
Is there
That would be hard because you could have like six different...
Yeah, you're just going to pick the movie.
Yeah, because you could have like six different Schwarzeneggers in the bracket if you're doing that.
I think you do the movie, best 80s, 90s. Movie, action movie.
Well, we did an action movie bracket. Or I did.
Well, that, and you can separate the character from
the
movie.
Best action hero, like, but the actor. So it's like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, you know, Keanu Reeves. Like, that's the way to go.
Rizzler, I really like that idea, but yeah, I think we would have to do...
Stallone.
We got to tweak it a little bit.
Because we'd have, you know, five Stallones.
Actor, not the character.
Eight Schwarzeneggers. Yeah. It would,
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Right. Then we got Chief Nakahomer. Zachary Levi is hot. So that's all I have to say about this film.
Sure.
Okay.
To each their own.
That doesn't make a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Wonder Woman's hot, you know. You know.
That's the difference is like...
Wonder Woman 2 was not good.
But like when women talk about... And I don't know, Chief Nakahomer, if you're a man or a woman. But like I know that when women talk about movies, like if it's a Matthew McConaughey movie, they'll just like it because he's hot. Mm. Even though the movie could be shit. They're like, well, but he's hot.
All right.
And it's like, I could see a movie with Margot Robbie, but if it sucks, I'm like, sure, she's hot, but the movie sucked.
Yeah.
You know, like that's... You could make that, you know, I don't know. I've just noticed that. Omar, I enjoyed the first Shazam. I really liked the new one. I wouldn't have minded if it was a bit shorter, but that's okay. I was emotionally invested in this one.
Really?
Especially since I rewatched the first one right before. And when he finally called his hot stepmother mom, I got a little teary-eyed. Also his older sister. Oh, no, stepsister. Oh, yes.
Was there any other emotional beats in this movie?
No.
I don't think so.
I had none.
The love story between the handicapped guy, Freddie, and that was
another one of the problems with the movie. I mean, the first one, they had a good dynamic with him finding his family and all these siblings, and there just really wasn't enough of that there.
He also said, hey, Aaron, do you think Shazam will be similar to what Deadpool is to the MCU?
I got a question. Yeah. Shit. I mean, they're really trying something here with Shazam.
Peacemaker
but it's
is their
not,
Deadpool.
Yeah, Peacemaker yeah. is
And really,
is definitely
really, what's Peacemaker's sidekick name?
Vigilante.
Oh. Vigilante is really Deadpool.
Right.
Vigilante is Deadpool.
I mean, they're...
Kill anybody for Peacemaker.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what you mean by being their Deadpool. Like, if you're talking about, like, breaking the fourth wall... type of thing.
Comic relief.
That would be
but
good
Peacemaker's
to see.
Better.
Yeah, I would definitely agree Peacemaker more so. They're trying to do the humor thing with Shazam, but it just most of it fell flat in this one.
Well, it's young kid humor.
The first Shazam movie was funny and it was good enough, but it just fell flat in this one.
I don't even think it's young kid humor. Just too young.
No, it is. It's kid humor.
Kid.
Because, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Red shirt guy. I think red shirt guy got confused over which podcast. He says it's no longer TBD, Josh. It's now Insmallment Dick, Josh.
What?
You did this to yourself because you said Insmallment on AEW.
Did I say Insmallment? Interesting.
He said, Andrew, nice job on the Dan Housen impression. Insmallment Dick, Josh, do a Dan. No. All right, we'll do the AEW. Put that for AEW. PCJ, Pushfire Barry, real life Josh gets last action heroed into these movies and must complete the objectives.
Oh, God. That sounds like could be wacky.
So Josh is Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
Oof.
Henry Hill in Goodfellas. He'd be dead immediately.
Dead. Yeah.
And then Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption.
I never saw that movie.
You're going to get raped.
Oh, no, we'll bury...
Push that.
Oh, no, we'll fire that one. I think I could do Marty McFly.
I would love to see Josh going around through time and just fucking up the whole timeline. Just like killing Abraham Lincoln.
If it was Josh, then it would be the Biff like as... you know, the president would be that, you know, that would be the reality.
Listen, I couldn't fuck it up any worse than having Trump as the president, right?
You'd like accidentally shoot Abraham Lincoln 10 years too
soon. No, no, that's a different time period. Marty went back to the 50s?
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't fuck up too much from the 50s.
What's a good Marty McFly quote that Josh that we can give to Josh? Nobody calls me chicken.
Nobody calls me chicken. No, no. It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Hey, Doc. Yo, Doc. Hey, Doc. Doc. You know.
Yeah, should I try that? Hey, Doc. 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 No.
No.
Okay. Not good.
No.
Yeah. Fire all of these.
Fuck.
It would be funny to see Josh trying to be Marty McFly, though. John Murphy, question for Andrew. I can't remember if you said you ever finished Boba Fett. I didn't like it that much at first either, but it got better with every episode, and wow, you definitely need to watch it before the new Mandalorian. A couple of Boba episodes are basically Mandalorian episodes. Anyway, and then he says, side note, a Patreon episode of the entire first season of Boba Fett would be awesome. So, John, welcome. You
this
must be
obviously
new.
Obviously your first show.
So we reviewed Boba Fett week to week. If you go back to when it first came out, it's on the free Hollywood Hogwash podcast, mm-hmm, but it is on there. We did review it, so you could find it there.
And you're right.
But yeah, I did finish Boba Fett.
It did get better week to week because it slowly turned into The Mandalorian.
Right.
2.5.
Going back to Last Action Hero question, could we put Josh, do you remember that movie Cube?
Yes.
Could we put Josh in the cube?
Put Josh in cube.
What movie is that? I would love to be it's in Biodome, to be honest.
What?
Josh Biodome. In Biodome? That sounds amazing.
And are you Pauly Shore or are you his friend?
I'm Pauly Shore.
You, wow. Holy shit.
Yeah. I love Pauly Shore.
Yeah, of course you do. Tim, how have you guys liked South Park recently? Personally, I love the chat GPT because that's what I'm doing in college. Laughing my ass off.
ChatGPT is amazing.
Well, yeah, the last episode was about that. It was great.
Okay, I'll have to watch that.
But no, I really like this season. Like, they've gone back to their roots. I showed Aaron the Japanese toilet episode.
That was pretty
and
good.
And it was, yeah, it was fucking great.
I still want to see the one about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
That one's really good, too.
I heard that one's really good.
No, there's been four episodes so far this season, and they've all been really good.
Yeah.
They had another Cupid Me episode, but it was Cupid Yee because Cartman's like Cupid Me was Kanye West.
Oh, God.
That's like their third Kanye West episode, but no, it was good. It's been a good season. But that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you're viewing us. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/HollywoodHogwash for only $3 a month. You can cancel anytime. We're going to be reviewing Mandalorian starting this week. And then next week, we review John Wick.
Yes.
Chapter 4. And holy shit, the reviews so far are saying it's the best one yet.
I've been seeing
that. They're calling it a masterpiece.
A masterpiece.
Ooh. So they're hyping the fuck out of this. I hope we're not let down, but so far, I've loved every John Wick movie.
Yep.
I would say the second one is my favorite out of the three. But they've all been great.
I will make sure to watch this with my girlfriend to make sure I love this
there episode. You go. See? Yeah. If Josh's pee-pee's hard, then he's going to go in.
Yep.
He's gonna go in hard and come out hard.
John Wick 4.
I'm very excited. So we'll see you guys next week. John Wick.